The Buffalo Bills started their season with a 47-3 loss at the Baltimore Ravens. Here to make me relive those horrible memories, commentator Matt Sabuda. Matt, what went wrong in this disastrous opener?
Oh, good morning, Howard. In short, pretty much everything went wrong. The best thing about Sunday for me was watching the game at an ex-bartender grillmaster from the old Pink. His house, shout out to Brian Nave, made the most incredible grilled bologna sandwiches. That was about it for Sunday as the highlights go. As for the game, on Friday I set the stage for Bills fans to potentially be frustrated, did my best to be optimistic and predicted a low-scoring game. Well, the Bills obliged on the low-scoring prediction, but the Ravens did not get that memo. The 47-3 loss was the worst opening day defeat in Buffalo's 59-year history. So let's get into the autopsy and break down the catastrophic cause of death for the 2018 opener. I have to start with the quarterback play of Nathan Peterman. And as a caveat, the offensive line and supporting staff of receivers, they were bad as well, but Peterman was just awful. His total stats were 5 of 18 for 24 yards on the game. For context, in 1963, renowned author George Plimpton wrote the book Paper Lion to chronicle his experience in the Detroit Lions training camp on how an average guy off the street would do as an NFL quarterback. Well, Peterman didn't do much better, and you have to wonder if the Bills could be the first team to consider the exiled Colin Kaepernick if they want to stick to the Josh Allen developmental plan. It's hard to see how Kaepernick could be worse. And with Peterman's performance, it was virtually impossible for the Bills to be in the game. We'll see if he's given another opportunity next week. But again, in fairness, the rest of the offense didn't give Peterman any support. As the Bills managed only 83 yards rushing, much of which came toward the end of the game when it was well out of reach. And unfortunately, the defense didn't do a whole lot to help create a competitive situation either. They let Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco, who was one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL last season, to pass for 236 yards and 3 touchdowns before the Ravens simply took him out of the game once it was won midway through the third quarter. Add in 117 yards, 3 more touchdowns for the Ravens offense, along with a block punt, and it was easy to see how Baltimore executed a complete football annihilation over the Bills.
It is just one game, but it was really brutal. Where do the Bills go from here to pick up the pieces and recover?
Yeah, it's really a unique situation in the sense that it's clear the front offense wanted to ease quarterback Josh Allen into the starting lineup, but based on Nathan Peterman's play and the rest of the roster, it's unclear if they're going to have any chance to stick with that program if the team continues to implode for another game. A bit of a catch-22 in the sense that Allen is likely the better option at quarterback in both the short and long term, but the supporting cast of offensive line protection and the receiving core are subpar at best. This might pain a lot of Bills fans to hear, but they still might be best suited to stick with Peterman next week. It's a tough call, particularly given how historically bad he was yesterday. So do they stick with that initial strategy and let the development of their young players unfold according to what looks like an ease-in plan, or do they immediately chalk the season up to developmental exposure and give Allen the reins? Ordinarily, it would be crazy to have this reaction and analysis after a single game. Oh, man, but this was just no ordinary single game. Just the worst performance of historically bad proportions that requires what might seem like an overreaction, but based on yesterday is just a reasonable reaction on how to best move forward. Looks like a lot of decisions to be made at One Bills Drive over the course of the next week.
Well, we will move forward to Friday when you will be back with a preview of the Chargers game. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Howard.